Welcome to Good TV, and welcome to our series, Spiritual Authority. In this series, you will learn the authority that Christ has given to you. Join us for this series. It'll change your life. Welcome to Good TV, and welcome to our series on the whole realm of spiritual authority.
欢迎大家今天收看我们好消息这个系列，要谈的是属灵权柄。
In this session, we want to explore how to exercise spiritual authority.
我们要在今天这一集谈的是怎么样的来运用或者是操练我们的属灵权柄。
We saw in our last session,
我们在上一集看到
every believer has been called to accomplish something with their life.
每一个信徒其实都蒙神呼召，要在生命完成一些使命。
Every believer has been given an assignment unique to them.
所以每一个信徒身上、生命当中都有一个独特的任务。
We saw with that assignment, God gives you spiritual authority.
然后在这个任务当中，神也给你属灵权柄。
Spiritual authority is the delegated right to speak or act on behalf of God in your assignment.
所谓的属灵权柄，就是神他在你身上给了你某种的权力，让你能够在地上，在你的领域里面为他做代言人。
We saw that God also gives you the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, in order to have power to overcome evil spirits.
然后我们有谈到，就是神也给你圣灵的能力，让你能够借由这个能力来制服胜过一切的仇敌。
And we saw the assignment that God gives you is usually located in a territory.A sphere of influence, which includes people.
然后我们又谈到，在神所给你的任务的当中，其实伴随的就是你的整个生命的领域、影响力。
So we now want to look at some of the practical aspects of exercising spiritual authority in such a way that the spiritual atmosphere changes and demons are overcome.
所以接下来我们在这一集就要谈到一个很实际的一些的方法，怎么样的能够把这个属灵权柄运用出来，好让我们能够看到整个属灵氛围改变。
Let's look at an example of Jesus exercising spiritual authority.
我们首先从耶稣的身上来看他如何的运用这个属灵权柄。
We look in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4.
我们来看路加福音第四章。
Verse 33, there was in the synagogue a man who had.The spirit of an unclean demon.
这个在从三十三节讲到的是一个被污鬼附着的人。
And the demon cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Leave us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God."
那这个污鬼呢，在三十三节，他就透过这个人喊出来说，拿撒勒的耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。
So, Jesus is in the synagogue.
所以耶稣出现在会堂里。
It's a place where believers gather to worship every week.
所谓的会堂就是每一个礼拜信徒们会聚集敬拜神的地方。
And there was a man there tormented by an evil spirit.
但是在这一群人当中，有一个人一直被邪灵折磨。
It was an unclean spirit, so he was tormented.No doubt was sexual sin of various kinds.
那这个邪灵，它的名字也叫污鬼、污秽的邪灵。所以换句话说，可能是有一些性方面污秽的东西。
Jesus spoke with authority and carried the anointing of the Holy Spirit on his life.
那接着我们看到主耶稣释放出话语的权柄，然后在他的身上彰显他属灵权柄。
Although people did not recognize that,
虽然所有在场的人没有认出那个属灵权柄
，the evil spirit did.
但是邪灵看出来。
Notice what it said. Leave us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? I know who you are.
我们看到三十四节，邪灵讲得很清楚。他说：“我们与你有什么相干？我知道你是谁。”
So when people looked at Jesus, they just saw Jesus of Nazareth speaking. When the demon looked at him, it recognized his spiritual identity and authority.
所以当时候人们看到耶稣只把他认为一个就是拿撒勒出生的一个人，但是当邪灵一看到耶稣，马上认出来他在灵界里头有权柄，他是一个神派来的儿子。
So we see in this particular example, the spirit world recognizes people who carry spiritual authority.
所以从这一段我们就可以看得很清楚，在灵界当中，邪灵能够辨认出哪一个信徒的身上带有属灵权柄。
When we carry spiritual authority delegated to us by God, the spirit world recognizes it.
所以当我们能够随时身上都带着神所托付给我们的属灵权柄，邪灵会看出来。
So spiritual authority comes from God, and it is a right to speak and act on His behalf.
所以我们要知道属灵权柄来自于神，然后是神托付给我们，要为着他能够在这地上来说出他的话。
Spiritual authority is very real when you have it.
所以属灵权柄是很真实的。
And it comes out of the connection with God.
那这个来自于我们与神的连结。
We notice also it said the people recognized that Jesus carried authority.
那所以我们这边就看到说他们认出耶稣身上有权柄。
They felt the words he had carried an unusual weight with them.
就是我们在前面的这个三十二节就看到人们可以听得出来他的话语里面有权柄。
There's a story in Acts chapter 19.
然后在使徒行传十九章。
And some people had watched Paul ministering deliverance.
在十九章里面是讲到呢，当时的群众看到使徒保罗他在服事。
They tried to copy his method.
然后就有人就想要模仿保罗的服事。
Let's just read and look at this passage, and we'll learn something from it.
我们来读这一段经文，从他身上学一些东西。
In Acts chapter 19, verse 11.
是十九章十一节。
Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, and even handkerchiefs or aprons brought from his body to the sick. Diseases left them; evil spirits went out of them.
十一节、十二节，神借保罗的手行了些非常非常的奇事，甚至有人从保罗身上拿手巾或围裙放在病人身上，病就退了，恶鬼也出去了。
Then some itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call on the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits.
那时有几个游行各处念咒赶鬼的犹太人，向那被恶鬼附的人擅自称主耶稣的名说。
And they said, "We command you by Jesus whom Paul preaches."
我奉保罗所传的耶稣勒令你们出来。
And there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so.
做这事的有犹太祭司长士基瓦的七个儿子。
And the evil spirit answered, "Jesus I know, Paul I know, who are you?"
恶鬼回答他们说：“耶稣我认识，保罗我也知道，你们是谁呢？”
Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leapt on them, overpowered them, prevailed against them, and they fled out of the house naked and wounded.
十六节，恶鬼所附的人就跳在他们身上，胜了其中二人，制服他们，叫他们赤着身子受了伤，从那房子里逃出去了。
So what they were trying to do was they were trying to copy something they'd observed Paul do.
第一个我们看到这些人他们看到保罗所做的事情就要模仿。
Paul was an apostle who had been authorized by Jesus Christ.
保罗他是由耶稣基督亲自授权给他做一个使徒。
He was commissioned by Jesus Christ.
他也从耶稣基督那边得到这样的一个命令受差出去。
He was given an assignment.
所以他有得到一个任务。
And the area of his assignment was the Gentile people.
然后神给他的任务是要到外邦人当中去传福音。
And when he went to the city of Ephesus,
但是当他到达了
It was a city full of demonic power and occult activity.
那当时以弗所这个城市充满了各式各样的邪灵崇拜。
And he cast spirits out of people.
所以他不管到哪里就把这个恶鬼从人身上赶出去。
And these other people thought they could make money.
那其他人看到就以为他们也可以用这样子赚钱。
By copying his method.
就想模仿他的方法。
So they found someone who had an evil spirit.
他们就找到了一个人身上也有鬼附。
Charged him some money.
然后就从他身上收钱。
And then they tried to copy the method of Paul.
就想要这个模仿保罗的方法。
I command you in the name of Jesus.
所以他们就说我奉耶稣基督的名。
Who Paul is preaching about.
就是保罗所传的这位耶稣。
Now notice they have no authority.
所以第一个是他们根本没有权柄。
They are copying a method.
他们只是模仿一个方法。
They are not authorized to act.
然后他们没有受到这个神的授权
，because they have no authority，
所以因为他们没有权柄
，they have no ability to overpower the evil spirit，
也就没有这个能力来制服恶鬼。
And the demon looks at them，
所以魔鬼看着他们
，and he says， "Jesus, I know."
他们就讲说，我们也认识耶稣。
That word means to be intimately acquainted. I actually know him. I recognize. recognize who he is.
所谓这个认识，在原文讲的是说很熟悉的。
It means to pay attention to.
或者是说是注意的。
So Jesus, I pay attention to.
所以他意思就是魔鬼，他说我会注意这位耶稣。
And he said, Paul, I pay attention to.
然后保罗，我也会注意他。
In other words, what that means is this.
那这个意思是什么呢
？I recognize the authority Jesus carries.
就是我能够认出耶稣他身上的权柄。
And I'm forced to yield to it.
然后，所以我被迫一定要顺服。
I recognize Paul is delegated by Jesus.
那我也可以认出这个耶稣有把权柄给了保罗。
And I have to submit to his authority.
所以我也被迫必须降服于保罗身上的权柄。
But it said, "Who are you?"
但是他说，那你们是谁呢
？In other words, I don't recognize that you carry any authority.
换句话说，是讲我看不出你们身上有什么样的权柄。
And so they had no power over the evil spirit.
也因此，他们没有任何能力胜过这个恶者。
Rather, the spirit violently moved the man, and he attacked them, and they fled out of the house wounded and naked.
那反而是恶鬼所附的这个人呢，就以一种暴力的方式跑到他们的身上去，用暴力的行为伤了他们。
So spiritual authority is not just a method or words.
所以我们要知道，所谓的属灵权柄绝对不是一些空口说白话，或者只是一些你模仿的方法。
Spiritual authority.Is something that's given to us, which is very real in the spirit world.
我们要知道属灵权柄是神他亲自给我们，在整个灵界当中是非常真实的。
So let's go back to the example of Jesus in Luke chapter 4.
那我们再回到刚刚在路加福音第十章这个耶稣的例子。
And the demon yelled out, "Leave us alone!"
是在路加福音第四章，这个魔鬼他们说要离开我们。
Evil spirits recognize Jesus.
所以这些邪灵认得出耶稣。
And are terrified of him.
然后一看到就吓到。
And this is what Jesus did.
那我们看耶稣怎么做呢
？And this is how spiritual authority is exercised.
那你就看到这就是我们运行运用这个属灵权柄的方式。
It said, Jesus rebuked him.
我们看到35节，耶稣责备他。
In other words, Jesus spoke directly to the demon.
换句话说，这个责备讲的是直接对魔鬼说话。
He gave him a command.
就给他们一个命令。
Or in other words, he interrupted what he was saying.
或者是说。好像就是打断魔鬼本来在说的话
and exercise spiritual authority over him.
然后开始来向魔鬼来彰显他的属灵权柄
It's done very simply.
那耶稣的方法很简单
This is all he said.
他只这么说
Two commands.
只说了两句话
Be quiet.
不要作声
Come out.
出去
So he spoke with authority.
所以他是带着权柄说话
And it said the demon threw the man on the ground and then it came out, but it didn't hurt him.
那就看到说，鬼把那人摔倒在众人中间，就出来，也没有害那个人。
So when Jesus spoke the command to the evil spirit,
所以当耶稣对邪灵说出命令
，the man violently contorted and fell on the ground.
那这一个人呢，他就被鬼摔到地上去。
And then the spirit left him.
然后就这样一摔到地上，鬼也出去了。
It came out.
那这个魔鬼出来。
But it protested as it came out.
那但是没有来去伤害他。
So we learn a number of things in this passage.
所以在这短短几节我们学到一些事。
One, spiritual authority is very real and tangible.
第一个就是属灵权柄是很真实存在具体的。
Spiritual authority can be recognized in the quality and strength of the words you speak.
然后第二个，属灵权柄可以从你所说出来的话语，它所占的分量彰显出来。
If you carry spiritual authority, evil spirits recognize it.
所以如果你身上带着属灵权柄，邪灵就会看出来。
And when you exercise spiritual authority,
那个时候，当你开始运用出你的属灵权柄
，evil spirits are forced to leave.
邪灵被迫就非得离开不可。
And notice it said the people said, "What an authority and power!" He speaks.
那我们看这个，所以在经文就讲说他的话语有何等的权柄。
So Jesus operated with spiritual authority.
所以耶稣他是运行在属灵权柄当中。
He was commissioned to act and to overcome demons.
而且神也就给他这样的命令和托付。
He was commissioned to destroy the works of the devil.
那神也命令他要去能够毁灭魔鬼一切作为。
And two, he carried the power of God.
第二就是他带着神的大能
，the anointing of the Holy Spirit，
从圣灵来的恩膏
，which backed up what he did，
就会支持他，帮助他要完成事情。
He had the right to challenge the demons，
所以他有这个权利能够来挑战邪灵
，and the power to force them to act what and do what he wanted，
强迫他们非出去不可。
Now we need to understand some things here。
但是我们从这里要学到一个东西
，that Jesus operated out of authority and power，
就是。耶稣他自己就是在权柄和能力当中运行。
And his intention is that we also operate in the same authority and power that he did.
那耶稣的目的也就是要每一个信徒也都运行在相同的权柄和能力当中。
I want you to see what Jesus did in Colossians chapter 2.
那我们来看哥罗西书的第二章。
In Colossians chapter 2,
在哥罗西书第二章。
And verse 13 through to verse 15.
从第十三节到第十五节。
What did Jesus accomplish on our behalf?
那我们看到耶稣他为信徒所完成的什么事情。
Now we realize the original Adam and Eve were representatives of God and the earth.
我们都知道亚当夏娃代表的就是这个神在地上的创造。
They were placed in a garden, a specific territory assigned to them.
那神也把他们放在伊甸园，那个就是神特别量给他们的领域。
They were given a mandate to be productive.
那也给他们一个命令，要能够有生产力。
And they were also given a mandate to exercise spiritual authority and subdue demonic spirits.
也给他们另外一个命令，就是要能够运用属灵权柄制服园里面所有的邪灵。
We saw in the book of Luke, chapter 4.
我们刚才在路加福音四章看到。
That Adam betrayed that entrustment.
就是这个亚当呢，他出卖了他这样的一个权柄。
Instead of listening to God,
他没有听神的话。
He listened to the devil and his wife's voice.
反而听了撒旦还有这个他太太的话。
And he lost his spiritual authority.
因此丧失了属灵权柄。
Then it was used against him.
最后魔鬼用这个属灵权柄回来抵挡他。
So from the time of Adam until the time of Jesus Christ,
就从亚当的时候开始，一直到耶稣来到地上。
The devil has held authority over the earth.
那经文讲到，魔鬼一直都拥有在地上一切权柄。
Because it was given to him by Adam.
那是因为从亚当出卖了之后，就放到他手中。
When Adam sinned against the Lord.
是因为亚当这个得罪神。
Jesus came as the representative of God and of man.
那当耶稣来，是代表神儿子还有人子来到地上。
And he came to recover the authority that was lost by Adam.
他来是要恢复夺回因着亚当所丧失的权柄。
And to restore that authority to us.
然后再把这个权柄交还到我们手里。
So wherever you live and operate.
所以不管你活在哪里，在哪里生活。
You can carry spiritual authority.
你都可以带出这个属灵权柄。
And release the power of God.
然后释放神的大能。
To minister to the needs of people.
对身边有需要的人服侍他们，医治病人。
Cast out spirits.
赶鬼。
Bring forth miracles.
带出神迹。
So in the book of Colossians chapter 2,
那我们看到哥罗西书第二章。
It tells us this.
我们看到。
That Jesus has made you alive together with him, having forgiven you all your trespasses.
第十三节，你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了。
Having wiped out the list or handwriting of requirements against us and contrary to us, he took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross.
十四节又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们有碍于我们的字句。
And having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it.
把他撤去钉在十字架上，即将一切执政的掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
So let's see what that means.
我们来看这两节讲的是什么。
When Adam sinned,
当亚当犯罪。
He lost spiritual authority.
他丧失属灵权柄。
Now Jesus, as man's representative,
那耶稣以人子身份来到地上。
Obeyed the Father.
他顺服天父。
Even to the point of death.
顺服到死的地步。
And so the Bible says, when he died on the cross,
所以圣经说，当他死在十字架上。
He took all of our sins, the whole list of everything contrary to us.
所以他把我们人类所有的罪都拿到他身上。
He took it out upon himself.
他全部都担在自己身上。
And took it out of the way.
然后就把他全部都挪走。
And when he did that,
当他这么做，
it says he disarmed principalities and powers.
那圣经里面就讲到说，他就除掉了所有一切执政掌权的权势。
In other words, he took away the spiritual authority they had.
但这我们中文是讲说掳来的意思，就是他把所有邪灵在我们身上的力量都拿走。
Sin, the transgression of God's law, creates a legal right for spirits to enter and oppress people.
罪或者是触犯神的律法，就会在我们生命开了一个门，让邪灵可以进来。
So when sin is removed,
一旦罪被取消，
our authority can be restored.
我这个权柄就恢复到我们身上。
If you sin, you lose authority.
你一旦犯罪，你就失去权柄。
And evil spirits have right of access.
邪灵就有这个合法的权利进来。
When we submit to God,
可是当我们顺服神，
our lives come under the direction of the Holy Spirit and Word of God.
我们的生命降服于圣灵的带领和神的话语。
We have authority to deal with evil spirits.
这个时候就有能力能够来对付邪灵。
And we need to learn to exercise that authority.
所以我们要学会怎么样的 的运用这样属灵权柄。
Notice what Jesus says in Luke chapter 10.
我们来看路加福音主耶稣怎么说的。
Luke chapter 10 and verse 19.
路加福音第十章十九节。
Speaking to his disciples, his followers.
这个是耶稣对他的门徒们说话。
Behold, I give you authority.
他说我已经给你们权柄。
So authority comes from somewhere.
所以权柄是从某个地方来。
Authority must be given to us.
这个权柄一定是从某个地方得到。
You can't just take spiritual authority.
这属灵权柄不是你随便要就能够拿到。
It is given to us.
一定是神给你的。
It comes to us from Jesus Christ.
是从耶稣基督来的。
By our connection and relationship with him.
是透过我们与他建立关系。
And what is the authority to do?
那这个权柄要做什么？
To trample over serpents and scorpions and all the authority of the enemy.
就是践踏蛇和蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力。
And nothing shall by any means hurt us.
那就没有什么可以害你们。
So when Jesus died at the cross and rose again,
所以当耶稣从死里复活。
He was given all authority in heaven and earth.
他就得到天上地上所有一切权柄。
Meaning the devil has no legal authority.
换句话说，魔鬼就失去了这种权利了。
And God gives to us authority.
那这个时候，神把权力给我们。
Over all the power of the enemy.
然后用这个权柄能够制服所有一切的能力。
So while evil spirits still suffer some power.
那当然，这个魔鬼还是拥有一些能力。
They're operating illegally.
但是是不合法的在
运行。God has authorized us to take dominion over them.
但是现在神已经授权给我们，让我们能够来制服邪灵。
So God gives authority to you as a believer.
所以神因着你是他的信徒，他就把权柄赐给你。
How do we receive that authority?
那我们要怎么样接受这个权柄？
How does that work in our life?
这个要在我们生命怎么样的彰显运行？
Your authority flows out of several things.
那你的权柄可以透过几个方面彰显。
Your authority can be developed and grow.
你的权柄也可以不断的发展生长。
You can grow from little authority to much greater authority.
从一点点的权柄开始不断的增长变大。
So how do we access spiritual authority?
所以我们要怎么样获得这样的一个属灵权柄呢？
The first is your status or standing or relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ.
首先一定是你凭着信心，靠着耶稣基督与神建立的关系。
In other words, because we're connected to Christ.
换句话说，因为我们连结于基督。
And he has all authority.
那在他里面拥有一切的权柄。
We are connected to the one with authority.
所以我们就连接于这位有权柄的神。
And we share in that authority.
那我们就能够分享到那个权柄。
So by faith, it tells us in Romans 5.
这个是罗马书五章所讲的，凭着信心。
Romans 5 verse 2, by faith, we have access to the grace or empowerment that enables us to stand.
这就是罗马书五章二节所说的，我们是凭着信心就能够得到这样在耶稣基督里的恩典。
So if you are a child of God,
所以如果你是神的儿女，
you are born again by the Spirit of God,
你是靠着圣灵重生得救，
your sins have been forgiven,
你的罪得赦免，
then you have authority over the evil spirit.
这个时候你就得到这样的一个权柄，可以胜过邪灵。
Even the smallest member of the winning army is still greater than the greatest champion of an enemy army that's defeated.
所以你一定要有这个确据，就是即便你在神的军队当中，可能都是最小的一个小小兵，但是你的权力就能够胜过这个仇敌里面的整个军队。
A second important key to exercising authority.
那关于这个运用我们属灵权柄的第二个关键
is the principle of submission.
就是关于顺服这个原则。
Some people struggle with this word.
很多人对于顺服这个字有一些的困扰。
In James 4 and verse 7,
但是我们看到在雅各书的第四章
Let's read what it says.
我们一起来看雅各书第四章的第二节。
James 4, verse 7.
第七节，雅各书第四章第七节。
And it gives us a powerful key.
它这个地方有一个非常深刻的一句话。
It says in verse 6,
在第六节，
God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
这是很强烈的一句话。他说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Therefore, submit to God.
所以你们要顺服神。
Resist the devil.
务要抵挡魔鬼。
And he will flee from you.
魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑。
So that is what it tells us to do.
所以你看到这个顺序。
Submit to God.
你要顺服神。
The word submit is a military term.
这个顺服是一种军事用语。
Made up of two words.
那是从两个字结合起来。
The word under or beneath.
那这个第一个字是 under, 就是在下面。
And the word position yourself.
然后第二个是放对位置。
To position yourself under the leadership of another.
换句话说，你要为自己定位在一个权柄、一个领袖底下。
So it says, submit yourself.
所以这个叫做顺服。
So it's not something someone else can do for you.
所以这不是别人为你做的。
It's a decision birthed out of humility.
是出于你的谦卑做出的决定。
An independent or proud person.
那一个想要独立自主、骄傲的人。
Operates out of their own strength.
他们就会靠自己的力量做事。
But a humble person.
但一个谦卑的人。
Recognizes their need.
他能够看出自己的需要。
And aligns properly so they are empowered.
就能够有很适当的一些的对准和连结。
The promise is very, very clear.
所以这个应许很清楚。
If I submit to God.
只要我顺服神。
If I recognize His supreme authority.
只要我能够认出他是最高权柄。
Surrender myself to it.
然后把我自己交给他。
Then I am able to resist demons, and they will run away.
那个时候我就能够抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼也必逃跑。
Now the word submit to God has a broader meaning.
那这个顺服神，它的意义非常广泛。
To submit to God.
所谓顺服神
also means I need to recognize the authorities He's delegated to.
表示我也必须要能够认出神放在我生命当中一些的权柄。
Notice what it tells us in Romans chapter 13.
这个是在罗马书第十三章。
And verse 1.
第一节。
Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there's no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God.
第一节说，在上有权柄的，人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
So in this verse, it's talking about delegated authorities.
所以这个地方讲到的是神所授权的。
And this is a very important thing for us to understand if we wish to exercise spiritual authority.
这个对于我们想要学习运用属灵权柄的人来讲，一定要学会这件事。
I'll cover a separate session on this.
那我会用接下来的几堂课来继续说明。
We'll look at the whole area of our relationship with delegated authorities.
我们来看到所谓的这一个神所授权，在我们生命当中出现的不同的授权。
So the promise of James 4 goes like this.
所以刚才在雅各书第四章看到的应许。
We submit to God.
只要我们顺服神。
And also to His delegated authorities.
而且顺服于神所拣选的一些的权柄。
Then when we resist the devil.
那我们就能够抵挡魔鬼。
When you make a stand against him.
当我们站立抵挡他。
When you exercise spiritual authority against him.
当我们来运用我们属灵权柄抵挡他。
He will flee from you.
他就一定会逃跑离开。
So many Christians or so many believers
有很多的信徒基督徒
live in fear of evil spirits
活在最这个邪灵的恐惧底下
and preoccupied with their power
那整个生活充满的就是那样的恐惧
because they're ignorant of the truth
那是因为他们不认识这个真理
the truth is Jesus has removed their authority
真理是说我们要知道耶稣已经拿走他们的权柄
He has given that authority believers
然后把这个权柄恢复给信徒
and when we exercise that authority
所以当我们来运用这个权柄
Evil spirits will flee.
那邪灵一定会逃跑。
Stay with us as we explore this topic further.
请不要走开，我们休息一会，马上再回来。
Welcome back to Good TV, and welcome to our series on spiritual authority.
欢迎大家继续收看我们这个好消息，在这一次的系列讲到属灵权柄。
And in this session, we're exploring how to exercise spiritual authority.
那我们这一堂呢，这一段时间要谈到是怎么运用你的属灵权柄。
And we've seen how Jesus took back the authority that Adam lost.
我们前面有谈到主耶稣怎么样的为我们夺回亚当所丧失的权柄。
When Jesus died on the cross,
当耶稣死在十字架上
he broke the power of sin.
他断开罪的这种能力。
He broke every legal right the devil has to make access to man.
也断开了魔鬼他在人身上得到的一切合法权利。
When the original Adam sinned,
当这个亚当他犯罪
a legal right was created for the enemy to take authority over him.
就让仇敌魔鬼他得到了一个合法的权利可以进入人的生命里。
Whoever you yield to has power over you.
所以不管我们生命哪一个领域只要降服于他他就可以来掌握。
When Adam exchanged yielding to God and yielded to the voice of the devil, then he lost the authority God had given him And instead, the devil took it over.
所以当魔这个亚当他在起初他选择没有听神的话，而听了魔鬼的声音，就在那个时候，他选择降服于魔鬼的权柄。
Jesus came to restore that authority back to us.
但是耶稣来到地上的时候，就把这个权柄恢复给我们。
So when he rose from the dead, he declared, "All authority in heaven and earth is given to me."
所以当他从这死里一复活的时候，他就说，天上地上所有一切权柄都交给我了。
So all legal right to represent God.The Father belongs to me.
意思就是说，所有一切能够为神在地上做代表的这样的一种权柄都恢复了。
So God not only created the earth and therefore has authority over it, but He redeemed the earth and has authority over it.
所以神他不仅创造了这个地上，创造了世界，然后让我们有权柄，他也救赎了地上，让我们重新有权柄来治理。
So spiritual authority is very real and it is recognized in the spirit world.
然后我们先前也谈到，属灵权柄它其实是非常真实的。
So your authority as a believer is recognized by evil spirits.
所以在你身上，这位信徒的身上，属灵权柄是能够被邪灵看到的。
And we look then at how authority works in our life.
那我们前面也看到这个属灵权柄怎么样在我们生命彰显。
How can we get it?
然后怎么领受。
How can it be enlarged?
然后怎么样的扩张它发展。
There are very real ways this takes place.
它是有很实际的方法可以来发展。
So number one,
所以首先
our standing as a believer.
就是我们作为信徒
，Because you are a believer, you are connected to Jesus Christ.
既然我们是信徒，我们是与耶稣基督连结的。
Then you have authority.
那我们就有权柄。
You are one with Him.
我们是与基督合一。
And so, as a believer, as someone connected to Jesus Christ,
所以一个信徒就是与耶稣基督连结的人。
We have authority to represent Him in the earth.
我们就有权柄在地上做他的代言人。
That's why we're called the body of Christ.
才会把我们这一群人称为基督的身体。
We are his physical representation now.
我们是耶稣在这地上很实质性的一个代表。
And Jesus commissioned us.
然后耶稣就命令我们
to spread the gospel of the kingdom.
差派我们要出去传讲神国的福音。
And to demonstrate it with authority and power.
然后能够彰显出权柄和能力。
All of that was in the Great Commission.
所有这一切都在大使命里头告诉我们。
So the Great Commission authorizes us.
所谓的大使命就已经给我们权柄。
To represent Jesus Christ.
授权我们去代表。
To advance the kingdom of God,
然后再扩展神的国度
with miracles, signs, and wonders and deliverances,
要行出神迹奇事
And in Mark 16, we saw how these signs will follow all that believe.
马可福音十一章，我们也谈到这样的神迹都会跟随着相信的人
That they shall cast out demons and do miracles.
那这些人他们都会行神迹，医病赶鬼
So much of the church today has lost understanding of this.
但是今天有很多的教会已经失去了对这样的一种认识
So the church remains powerless.
所以我们看到很多的教会是没有能力的
Lacking revelation.
他们也缺乏启示
We need revelation of the supernatural authority and power available to us.
但是我们作为神的教会，我们必须要能够有启示，认识到从神来的这一切的权柄和能力。
Look what Paul wrote to the Ephesians in Ephesians 1.
我们来看这个使徒保罗在以弗所书第一章写给以弗所教会的人。
In verse 17.
这是在第十七节。
He said, "I make mention of you in my prayers."
他说我在祷告里面，在祷告里面就为你们提起。
And he's praying for some things.
这个是他的祷告是有一个目的。
He's praying for believers.
他是为信徒祷告。
And this is what he's praying.
那他的祷告内容是什么
？The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation.In the knowledge of Him,
他说：“求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父，将那四人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们。”
So he's saying, "Believers, I'm praying this for you."
他说：“信徒啊，你要知道，我这是我为你们的祷告。”
That God will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
神要把这个智慧和启示的灵赏给你们。
Revelation means God speaks to you and shows you things by revealing them rather than you trying to work them out.
所谓的启示就是神他对你说话。或给你一些的一种的预表，然后再帮助你能够去明白那个意义。
And what are the things that he wants you to have revelation about?
那神他其中有一件事情要我们有一个启示的是什么
？He says, "The eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you might know one the hope of his calling."
就是要你们真知道，真知道他，照明你心中的眼睛。
So God wants you to understand the calling on your life.
所以，然后要能够去知道神对我们的恩召有何等指望。
To look forward to all He's about to do through you.
换句话说，你要能够去期待他要透过你完成的事情。
The riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints.
而且第二个是看到他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
The riches of what God has put within you, the Holy Ghost.
所以这个就是神透过圣灵放在你里面的丰盛。
And what is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe?
而且 并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
According to the working of His mighty power,
就是照他所运行的大能大力。
Which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in heavenly places.
也就是在基督身上所运行，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named.
远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的。
And not only in this age, but the one to come.
不但是今世，连来世的也都超过了。
And He put all things under His feet.
又将万有都伏在他的脚下。
And He gave Him to be head over all things for His church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that fills all in all.
而且使他做教会是使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
So Paul saying, I want you to have revelation.
所以保罗他的意思是说，我现在要你得到一个启示。
I'm asking for God to pour out His Spirit.
就是我求神把这个灵降到你的身上，要打开你的眼睛。
You're not powerless.
你要知道你不是没有能力。
You have a great calling.
你有一个很伟大的这个呼召。
You have the Holy Spirit in your life.
你里面有圣灵。
And great power is available to you.
而且这样的大能大力是可以获得的。
And that power was demonstrated.
而且这个大能可以彰显出来。
When God raised Jesus from the dead.
就是你看到神让耶稣从死里复活。
If God could raise Jesus from the dead.
如果神能够让耶稣从死里复活。
And that same power is available to you.
那你要知道这样的能力你也可以得到。
What can you do?
那你拿到能力要做什么？
He says Jesus has been elevated.
他说现在耶稣已经在天上。
Far above every principality and power.
远超过一切执政的、掌权的。
Demons are small.Compared to him.
所以你要知道，魔鬼跟他相比微不足道。
He is boss over all.
所以耶稣超过一切。
He has authority over every evil spirit.
他有权柄胜过一切邪灵。
And he's our head.
然后他是我们的头。
He's our leader.
他是我们的领袖。
We're under his authority.
我们就在他的权柄底下。
So we're called to represent him in the earth.
神又呼召我们要做在地上做他代表，去医病。
To cast out spirits.
赶鬼。
To move in the supernatural.
然后就是彰显超自然大能。
So how does this authority come to us?
那这个权柄要怎么临到我们身上？
We saw it's not just a matter of words.
所以这个在乎的不是话语。
It's something living.
是一个很活的。
It comes out of a relationship.
来自于一个关系。
So here's some keys for how we can receive and grow in that authority that we have.
那接下来我们要谈几个关键的步骤，来帮助我们得到这样的一个大能大力。
The first, we need to know our standing as a believer.
所以首先我们要先知道信徒的身份地位。
Connected to Jesus Christ.
第一，你一定是连接于耶稣基督。
We are given a commission.
我们也得到这样的差派命令。
And authorized to represent Him.
授权，被神授权做他的代表。
Two, the principle of submission.
第二个，我们要顺服。
In James 4:7, we saw in the last session.
刚才看到雅各书第四章七节，
Submit to God,
你要顺服神
to those he's delegated authority to,
还有顺服他所拣选放在我们生命上面的
and when we resist the devil,
然后抵挡魔鬼
he will flee,
那魔鬼就会离开
Isn't that amazing?
是不是很惊奇
Number three,
第三
Continuing relationship with Jesus,
要不断地与耶稣建立关系
Notice this is the key to Jesus' own authority.
我们要知道这也是耶稣他自己得着能力的这个秘诀
Look what he says in John chapter 5.
我们来看约翰福音的第五章
In John chapter 5, this is what he says.
约翰福音的第五章
Verse 19.
第十九节
I tell you assuredly, the Son can do nothing of himself, but whatever he sees the Father do, that's what he does, for the Son does in like manner.
我实实在在地告诉你们，子凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。父所做的事，子也照样做。
But the Father loves the Son and shows him all the things he himself does.
父爱子，将自己所做的一切事指给他看。
So you notice that Jesus' authority came from submission and obedience to his Father.
所以我们从这边看到，耶稣他的权柄来自于他愿意顺服他的天父。
When he ministered on the earth.
当他在地上服事
the authority he operated in was a delegated authority.
他在地上所运行的权柄是神给他的
It came to him by obedience to the Father.
他当初来到地上也是出于顺服他的天父。
So one way we grow in authority.
所以我们在权柄里头长大的其中一个方法。
Is by developing a heart to listen to God and obey Him.
就是要能够来操练我们的生命，能够来不断的去聆听父神的声音。
Obedience to the superior commander.
然后也要顺服这位至高者的吩咐。
Ensures victory over the enemies.
那这个时候我们就能够胜过仇敌。
Disobedience destroys that authority in our life.
不顺服悖逆就会破坏我们生命中的权柄。
In fact, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 2:2,
那事实上在以弗所书二章二节
that demonic spirits work in the children of disobedience.
他很清楚讲到邪灵是在悖逆之子身上运行。
So when we obey God,
所以当我们顺服神
we carry authority.
我们就会释放出这样的权柄。
When we disobey God,
当我们不顺服神
we lose that authority.
就失去那个权柄。
So notice that our spiritual authority,
所以我们要认出我们的属灵权柄
is all tied up to our connection with God.
完全建造在我们与神的关系上。
Our position as a child of God.
作为神儿女我们的身份。
Our choice to humble ourselves and submit to Him.
我们要做出的选择是谦卑自己顺服他。
Our willingness to yield to Him and obey Him.
然后愿意来降服于他顺服他。
There are other ways authority grows in our life.
那权柄它发展出来发展长大的另外一个方式。
In Matthew chapter 17.
是在马太福音第十七章。
And we read in verse 19.
第十九节
and verse 18, Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the child, and the child was cured from that very hour.
从十八节看，耶稣斥责那鬼，鬼就出来，从此孩子就痊愈了。
And the disciples came privately to Jesus, and they said, "Why could we not cast out the evil spirit?"
门徒暗暗地到耶稣跟前说，我们为什么不能赶出那鬼呢？
And he said, "Because of your unbelief."
耶稣说，是因你们信心小。
For assuredly I tell you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to the mountain, "Move," and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you.
我实在告诉你们，你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种，就是对这座山说，你从这边挪到那边去，它也必挪去。
However, this kind goes out not by anything but by prayer and fasting.
二十一节，至于这一类的鬼，若不祷告禁食，它就不出来。
So this tells us then that fasting and prayer.Is an important key to raising our spiritual authority.
所以这一节就让我们看到，要发展长大我们的属灵权柄的第二个方式就是禁食祷告。
It's a key to raising our faith level.
这个也会增长我们的信心。
The disciples had run into a problem.
这个地方我们看到门徒遇到问题。
A man brought to them a young boy who was demonized.
有人把一个小孩被鬼附的小孩带到他们面前。
And they were unable to cast the spirit out.
但是这些门徒没有办法把鬼赶出去。
The father brought the boy to Jesus, who immediately cast it out.
那这个父亲一把孩子带到耶稣面前，耶稣立刻把鬼赶出去。
So the disciples asked Jesus, "Why could we not do that?"
所以门徒就问耶稣说，为什么我们做不到
？It's always good to talk to Jesus about the failures of life.
所以另外一个我们学到的就是能够要不断的来跟耶稣讨论为什么我们会失败。
He wants us to learn from them.
耶稣希望我们能够从失败当中有所学习。
And he said, "Here's the problem."
那耶稣就告诉他们
，There was no faith present for this to take place.
他所谓的，我们中文翻成信心小，但原文讲的是没有信心。
When there's faith present, there's no limitations.
只要我们有信心，就没有任何限制了。
But he said this particular kind of spirit.
但是耶稣他又说
needs a level of authority to shift it.
这一类的鬼，他必须另外一种层面的这个权柄。
This kind comes out only by prayer and fasting.
所以他说这一类的鬼要祷告禁食。
So prayer and fasting helps raise the faith level.
所以祷告禁食能够来提升我们信心的层次
And it helps break up spiritual resistance.
也能够帮助我们断开这个仇敌对我们的抵挡
So we can grow in our spiritual authority.
所以我们的属灵权柄是可以发展的
By a lifestyle of prayer and fasting and immersion in the Word of God.
发展的第二个方式就是透过我们要能够培养出这样的一个禁食祷告的生活
So like all things in the spiritual realm.
那就像在灵界里头的所有事情
God has made them available to us.
神都让这些事情可以供应我们来
需求。We must apply ourselves to take hold of them so they become reality in our life.
但是我们必须要先学会让操练自己，我们才知道怎么样的去获取，然后运用出来。
Our battle is not against the demons and various other problems.
所以我们不是只有在跟这些魔鬼邪灵或一些其他问题在征战。
Our battle is to come to a place of faith where we believe and hold and speak God's word.
我们真正的征战乃在于怎么样的能够提升发展自己的信心，然后去获取到在灵界神给我们的权柄。
There's another way that our authority level can be increased.
那发展我们属灵权柄的第三个方法。
And that's by the principle of association.
就是透过一个相连接、相交的一种方式。
In Acts chapter 4,
这个是在《使徒行传》第四章。使徒行传第四章。
It tells us something interesting.
讲到一件很有意思的事情。
Acts chapter 4 and verse 13.
四章十四节。
It says, Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived they were uneducated, untrained men, they marveled and realized they had been with Jesus.
先从十三节看，他们见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
And seeing the man who'd been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it.
又看见那治好了的人和他们一同站着，就无话可驳。
There's nothing like a miracle to confound natural thinking.
你就会发现，没有任何人的这种辩驳可以胜过一个神迹。
Now notice they saw the boldness that Peter had.
意思就是他们看到彼得身上的胆量。
And they recognized that's the same kind of way that Jesus operated.
他们就马上认出这个就是当初耶稣身上同样的那种方式。
Notice they realized they're uneducated people.
他们就说这些人原本是没有受过教育
的，
他们也没有受过任何的特殊训练。
But they were people with authority.
但是他们身上有权柄。
They carried spiritual authority.
他们带着属灵权柄。
Because they had spent time with Jesus.
那是因为他们花时间与耶稣相处。
And learned the language of authority, learned the way of authority, and now were connected to that authority.
他们学会了释放权柄的这样的一些的方式，他们就开始释放出来。
One way the authority in our life increases.
所以在我们生命发展属灵权柄的一个方式。
By association with men who carry strong spiritual authority.
就是透过我们在平常生活要与一些他们生命也有属灵权柄的人相交。
Joshua served Moses.
比方说约书亚服侍摩西。
And the authority and mantle on Moses came on his life.
所以后来摩西身上的那一个外袍那个恩膏就临到他的身上。
Elisha served Elijah.And the authority and mantle on his life came on Elisha.
那以利沙侍奉以利亚，所以以利亚走的时候，他身上的外袍权柄也来到以利沙身上。
The disciples served Jesus, and the authority and mantle on his life came on theirs.
所以门徒们也是，他们花时间跟耶稣一起生活，当耶稣离开的时候，就把这样的权柄也赐给他们。
Timothy served Paul, and the mantle of Paul or the authority he carried came over him as well.
提摩太也是，他来服侍保罗，所以当保罗离开的时候，保罗身上这一切的权柄也来到提摩太身上。
So these are some of the ways that spiritual authority increases.
所以我们刚刚举了一些的方法，然后就告诉你怎么样发展你的属灵权柄。
The last way, it grows by the exercise of authority.
那最后一个方式就是借由你开始运用、操练出来。
As we are faithful exercising authority over what God has given us,
只要我们忠心的不断来操练神所给我们的这些权柄，
our authority increases.
这个权柄就会增长。
Notice in the parable we saw of the pounds.
啊，我们在前面我们有讲到十锭银子。
When the man was faithful over a little, more was given to him.
这十锭银子的比喻就看到说，你是忠心的人，那神就会托付给你更多。
But the man who didn't use his gift took it was lost.
可是不忠心、没有善用的人，神就会把他原有的全部都拿走。
So in the kingdom of God,
所以在神国里
，when we are faithful with the little authority God has given us,
只要我们愿意在小小的权柄上面都忠心到底
，we grow from one level of authority to another.
我们就能够从一个层次的权柄增长到另外一个层次。
So you have been given authority as a believer.
所以首先你一定要记住，你作为一个信徒身上已经有权柄。
And you were called to do the supernatural works that Jesus did.
然后神呼召你要去做出跟耶稣一样的神迹奇事。
But to do that, you have to exercise that authority.
可是既然如此，你就必须要能够释放出你的属灵权柄。
It's not enough to have it.
不是只有得到就够。
You must believe you have it.
你要相信你有。
And learn to exercise it.
然后学会运用出来。
And in the next session,
那我们在下一节
I'm going to give you some practical ways or how you actually exercise spiritual authority.
我会给大家一些很实际的方式，帮助你能够在日常生活就开始操练出来。
Exercise what God has already given you.
让你知道怎么样的去操练运用出神给你的属灵权柄。
So if God has given you authority,
所以神已经给你权 柄。
It's not just to do what you want.
那这个权柄不是拿来做你想做的事情。
It's to carry out His purposes.
你是要能够达成神给你的目的。
Jesus said, "I've come to do the will of my Father, not my own will."
前面的经文有讲到，耶稣自己都说得很清楚，我来是要做父叫我做的事情。
So what kind of things do you have authority to do?
所以神给你权柄去做什么事情呢？
God has given you spiritual authority.
神给你属灵权柄。
To do what?
去做什么呢？
What is that spiritual authority for?
那个属灵权柄给了你是要做什么？
Well, broadly, it's to advance the kingdom of God.
那很概括的讲，可以说是扩展神的国。
But let's give it to you specifically.
可是我们这个太笼统了，我们希望可以更明确一点。
You are authorized to invite the Holy Spirit to come to any place you are.
首先神授权给你让你能够邀请圣灵进到你人生每一个领域里让他能够进到你每一个领域里去彰显出能力
You are given authority to bless people.
然后神也授权给你让你去使别人
to speak words of blessing over them.
所以你能够对人释放祝福的话
Words that carry the power of the Holy Spirit.
那能够释放出带出圣灵大能的话语
Words that speak life into people.
能够对人释放生命的话语
To bless your wife.
那祝福你的配偶
Bless your children.
祝福你的儿女
Bless your finances.
祝福你自己的财务
Bless the workplace.
祝福你的工作你的职场
Bless the leaders of the church.
祝福教会的领袖
Speak words that God empowers to touch them.
你要能够说出神的话语然后释放神的大能去触摸他们。
You're given authority to break bondages, to break curses.
神也授权给你让你能够断开一切被掳的受辖制的。
Someone is held in a spiritual bondage or a curse.
比方说有人受到这个邪灵或咒诅的辖制。
God authorizes you to break that curse.
神已经授权你要能够为他们断开。
He authorizes you to speak words.
他也授权你要说一些话。
To cancel and break the curses that are spoken.
是要废除在那些人身上的一切咒诅。
He gives you authority to cast out evil spirits.
神也授权给你，让你能赶鬼。
You are authorized wherever you come across people with evil spirits, you are authorized to cast them out.
所以神授权你，让你不管走到哪里，只要遇到有人被鬼附，你就可以把他们赶出去。
If they open the way for you to minister to them in this way.
那只要神有为你给你机会，让你能够服侍那些人。
We can never exercise spiritual authority in a way that violates the will of another person.
那我们首先要记得的是，我们绝对不能够违反对方我们对象的一个意愿。如果他不愿意，我们就不能做。
You can never force ministry on anyone. That would be witchcraft.
那也不要。要去强迫的来服侍人，如果这么做，其实那就是一种巫术。
It would be an illegal way of operating with power.
因为我们强迫别人接受我们的服侍，那是一种不合法的方式，一种不合理的方式。
So you're authorized to cast out demons.
所以我们要先知道是神有先授权我们去赶鬼。
You are authorized to pray for people to be healed.
那神也授权我们，授权你要去医病。
If someone is sick,
有人生病。
Offer to pray for them.
那你要知，你可以
speak to the sickness.
主动说，我来为你祷告。
Command the sickness to go.
然后命令疾病离开他们。
Speak to the spirit of infirmity.
然后命令这个残弱的灵离开他们，命令他们出去。
You are authorized to pray for inner healing.
神也授权让你要医治人。
To pray for the broken hearts to be healed.
这个医治是一种心理的医治。
To pray for people who have had traumatic experiences.
有一些人遇到一些创伤剧痛。
You're authorized to bind, forbid operation of evil spirits.
神也授权你能够捆绑一切邪灵。
You're authorized to release blessing and prosperity.
神也授权你让你能够释放出祝福还有兴盛。
You're authorized to forgive.
神也授权你来饶恕人。
Speak words of forgiveness over people.
释放出饶恕人的话语。
You're authorized to preach the gospel.
然后神也授权你传福音。
And you're authorized to make disciples.
他也授权你要使万民做他的门徒。
So God has given us spiritual authority.
所以神已经给我们各式各样属灵权柄。
The legal right to represent him.
然后这是一个能够做他代言人的合法权利。
To speak and act on his behalf.
为了他的缘故来说话。
And advance the kingdom of God.
扩展神的国。
And when we speak with authority,
所以当我们带着权柄说话，
the power of the Holy Spirit will come with those words.
圣灵的大能会随着那些话出去。
And there will be an impartation and the power of God touch people.
就会看到神的大能开始来触摸人。
My prayer today.
那今天我的对你的祷告。
Is the eyes of your understanding will be opened.
就是愿你们的眼睛被打开。
You will know that you have authority.
让你 真的知道你有权柄
and begin to step into it,
然后你能够踏进去
exercise it,
操练运用
and grow in it,
然后在里面不断发展成熟
and that you will experience,
那能够去经历到
the power of the Holy Spirit,
在圣灵里的大能
working in your life,
在你的生命彰显
I bless you today,
我今天要来赐福祝福你们
I bless you with peace,
要用平安祝福你们
I bless you with the anointing of the Holy Spirit,
用圣灵的恩膏祝福你们
I bless you with revelation,
用启示来祝福你们
I trust you'll join us again.
我相信你们会再回来收看。
As we share practical keys,
在下一集我们要来谈到
on how you can assert authority spiritually.
怎么样的来很实际的操练运行这样的属灵权柄。
God bless you.
愿神赐福大家。